part of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, here are your hosts, Jason Bishop and Kit Branch.
We get brand new beds. Brand new co-hosts, brand new beds, new production. They must think a lot of Kit Branch. Kit Branch, welcome to the game as the new co-host here on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Man, you're a big deal. You step in the door and all of a sudden I get new production, new bumper beds, a new intro.
You know what they say, brother. If you're going to step up your game, you got to spend a little money.
Okay.
I'm glad to be here. By the way, all joking aside, I mean, you have been friends for quite some time. I work with your dad on Friday nights for Brunswick High, so I'm honored to be here.
We're glad to have you. We're very excited to have you. I think that, you know, one of the things that we can say, it's a man that really needs no introduction. You're very well known in the community, and your expertise is going to be very well appreciated here on the game. You can get your calls in, 912-275-7017. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com if you want. We're also on Facebook Live. And you can stream this show at thesouthernsportsedition.com if you miss any of it at all. Okay, so we're going to jump into the show. It's been a bad week, a bad couple weeks to be a Pirate.
That's the understatement of the year. Yeah, it's been a tough couple of weeks. If you're, I'm a Pirate alumni, I do Pirate football during the fall, and just hasn't been a good two weeks on the PR side.
If you're one of those people that believe that there's no such thing as bad PR, Brunswick High's doing pretty well.
I was telling somebody, you know, before we went on the air that when you pull up at your school and see television trucks there, that's usually not a good sign.
No.
Yeah, because they're not there to cover academics. It's usually somebody has messed up or something along those lines.
This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems, Coastal Outdoors Hunting and Fishing. And by the way, Coastal Outdoors Hunting and Fishing, free Bass Assassin bag of plastic worms. It costs $5. It's going to cost you nothing if you just walk in the door and say, I want some Bass Assassin worms.
And the fish are biting. I was eating dinner last night, and a guy came in that I saw on a camping trip earlier in the year, and he had a picture of about 20, 25 white perch he had caught on the Altamaha River, and it got me wanting to go fishing again.
912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. Also, we're going to throw out the trivia question. If you get this right, $25 gift certificate to Bromeli Boys. That's what's on the line today.
And you better be on your game if you get this one right.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to look this up.
Yeah.
But we're coming hard today. The softball questions are done. We're done with that phase of things. Okay. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games? There you go.
Mm.
Think about that long and hard.
I consider myself kind of a sports trivia guy. I would have never in a million years got this one right.
The last Braves pitcher to win 20 games, 912-275-7017. Okay, so we've had the Deontay Demery thing, the Kamani Dunham thing, and now, of course, Coach Maynard's in the news. It's been a rough 2 weeks.
It has been a rough 2 weeks.
Welcome, Sean Pender.
Welcome, Sean Pender. Spring practice is going well, by the way. Was out there one day this week.
I like how you spun that back positive.
Yeah, had 130 kids out there. Numbers are way up, but getting back to the Demery situation, Demery is going to end up at Hutchinson Junior College in Kansas next year to get his, get his head on straight and just get out of this town. He needs to get out of this town. He needs to get away from some of these people that he's hanging out with. He just needs a good break, and a young kid from Southeast Georgia, Kansas, is a good place to go clear your head. And then after that, I wouldn't be surprised if he showed back up in the SEC somewhere after a 1 year hiatus. But he needs to get away from this town. And the kid's had a tough life, Jason. And I'm not making excuses for him. Your actions are in your choices, or something that you make. He's made some bad choices, but he also hasn't had the structure in place to coach him up on the right choices, and it's just a bad, bad situation. I love the kid. He's a good kid, easy to like, and he just screwed up. I mean, and when you screw up, sometimes you have to suffer the consequences of your actions. So he paid for that by getting dropped at Georgia. But you never, ever, it's never going to be acceptable in this society to put your hands on a woman, period. Just not going to happen. And he'll learn from that. And a mistake isn't a life sentence. And so he'll come around and hopefully be a productive member of society. Now, the two basketball players, you know, the legal things are still being worked out there. So I'm going to reserve judgment on that. And then also with the Coach Maynard thing, that caught me totally off guard, by the way. I really did not see that coming.
I've got an opinion on that. By the way, this segment brought to you by Advanced Rehab, Jessup Furniture, and Bruce Kennedy Tire. Now, I might be way off base here, yeah. So, but this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. First off, do I think that there's a lot in common between a 31-year-old man and an 18-year-old girl? Probably not. Okay, not mentally. Probably not. Right. However, this is where I think that there's an issue with this certain situation. The felony charge against Coach Maynard isn't for her being underage, and I think a lot of people are confused about that.
Right.
The felony charge is that he was a supervisory person, right, to her, and so therefore that's illegal in a school system.
Right.
You can't be a teacher, even if the student is of age technically, and have any inappropriate contact or relationship with a student. It's a felony. Mm-hmm. The problem with that particular thing, the reason that law is in place is in the event that a teacher has a student in his class, like she has, let's say an 18-year-old girl has a teacher for English, right? Mm-hmm. And the teacher comes onto the student and almost forces her to have a relationship with him. In an effort, she makes a decision to do that in the best interest of her grade in the class. That's why that law exists. I think the problem with this situation is Coach Maynard was a substitute teacher.
He was a long-term substitute. He was a permanent substitute teacher. That was his official title.
To my knowledge, yeah. to my knowledge, there was some inappropriate comments made in the classroom.
Probably. Well, we don't. I mean, we're just speculating here, but that's what you hear.
I guess what I'm saying is if there's a substitute teacher that doesn't affect a student's grade in a class,
right,
and is having a relationship, inappropriate or not, with an of age student, I think it changes the conversation a little bit, or at least it should. Under no way, shape, or form am I advocating this. But I'm just saying that sometimes you got to cut through. You got to cut through the mustard here. Uh-huh. And from what I'm understanding, this girl was of age when they began their relationship, and he was not her full-time teacher at all.
So,
to my understanding,
so you're saying the legal system is sorted all out?
I hope so.
Okay. Well, I hope so too. I mean, outside of this situation with Coach Maynard, heck of a guy, stand-up guy, and worked well with the kids during the transition between Coach Harold and Coach Pender coming in. Kenny Maynard was the only guy, one of the only few guys that were working out with the team and keeping them in the weight room and things like that. So he was doing some good stuff, but again, like I said, we need to get Brunswick High out of the news in the negative light over the last 2 weeks and get back to some positive stuff.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
If you are an elite athlete in Glynn County trying to maximize your potential, Advanced Rehabilitation can help. Advanced Rehabilitation offers sports assessments at their Brunswick and St. Simon's locations and can help with balance, flexibility, preventing injuries before they occur, and overall athletic performance. All ages and referrals may not be required. Advanced Rehabilitation, 280-9205 in Brunswick, 638-1444 on St. Simons and online at advancedrehab.com.
You've walked your last mile. Boyd's Transmission will get you riding with a smile. Boyd's Transmission is your hometown stop for any and all transmission work and much more. Boyd's Transmission has been locally owned and operated for over 30 years. Check them out at 3123 Norwich Street, right across from the National Guard Armory, 912-264-6768, or find them on Facebook, Boyd's Transmission. Get your shift together.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simons in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simons, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
During your lifetime, your feet will carry you for thousands of miles. Keeping them healthy and strong goes a long way toward maintaining an active, full life. Parkwood Podiatry Associates serves patients in Southeast Georgia and Northeast Florida with the highest regard for patient care and comfort. Dr. Bodimer and Dr. Eller diagnose, treat, and prevent foot and ankle problems such as heel pain, bunions, ingrown toenails, and diabetic foot care. They will work with your other health care providers to give you appropriate, comprehensive care. Call Parkwood Podiatry Associates for an appointment at 912-265-4766.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Welcome back to the game. I'm Kip Branch with Jason Bishop. Segment's brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and by Crystal Pools. And we're going to go to the weekend review.
And here we go. The city of Boston is not racist. It is impossible for a city to be racist. Maybe the people in it, but not the buildings and streets. Tony Romo is attempting to earn his card on the PGA Tour because golf is a lot easier on your back. Adam Jones, please remember that when someone in the stands says something stupid to you, when that guy leaves, he goes back to earning $50,000 a year, and when you leave, you're still a massive millionaire. Man up. Boston Red Sox, please stop throwing at Manny Machado. You have hurt his feelings. NBA playoffs. I have nothing to say here. I haven't been watching them. LeVar Ball has launched his line of shoes, and for only $495 a pair, you can wear the shoe designed by one of the biggest racist idiots in recent memory. That's a great marketing slogan. If you are a racist idiot, you will pay $495 for a pair of shoes. Braves pitching, weapon of mass destruction, because they give up so many bombs. Ooh. Nick Saban now makes more money than everyone in the state of Alabama combined. SportsCenter showed a shockwave therapy session on the horse Gervin for the Kentucky Derby. And ESPN wonders why SportsCenter ratings are down. And these are my thoughts.
Welcome back. That was pretty good, Jason, by the way.
Thank you.
Some good stuff in there, especially about the Braves pitching staff. Yeah, they gave up some bombs last night, too, and as they got shellacked, I think it was 10-0 when I quit watching. So
that was the final score. I watched the whole game.
Yeah, it's going to be a long year at SunTrust Park. Apparently, opposing teams' lineups like it pretty well.
This segment brought to you by Brunswick Mower Supply and Crystal Pools. Okay, so this show, we have done a really good job of covering the Georgia Bulldogs. We have covered them front, back, defense, offense, coaching staff, recruiting, everything that you could possibly do with Georgia football. This show has done. So today...
You mean we're not going to talk about Georgia?
No, we're not.
Come on, man.
Bring on the Yellow Jackets. We're going to break down what the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech are going to do.
You know, Paul Johnson, I like Paul Johnson. A lot of people don't like Paul Johnson, the personality or whatever. But Paul Johnson, to me, is a good football coach. He's got a system in place, and you know what you're going to get every Saturday when you face the Yellow Jackets. And you just got to man up and stop it. He's not going to do anything fancy, and his kids are going to play hard. And, you know, usually they have a pretty decent season.
Okay, so they've lost quarterback Justin Thomas. He's moved on.
Right.
Looks like Matthew Jordan's probably going to end up getting the nod at quarterback for Paul Johnson's triple option offense.
And he's a kid from Alabama, just like Justin Thomas was. And, you know, he's going to find somebody that can run his system. The problem with his system is whoever you got at quarterback's got to be able to throw the football just a little bit to keep people from putting 8, 9, 10 in the box. And to me, that's been kind of the problem with Tech for the last couple of years. They haven't been able to throw the football really, really well. They had a good season last year, but Tech, when they can throw the football...
They threw it well enough against Georgia.
Yeah. I knew that was coming.
Okay, so Dedrick Mills is going to be their starting B-back. He's the kid, the standout kid from Ware County. All of us folks that are in Glynn County have seen him play. We know how special of a player he was at the high school level. He rushed for 771 yards in that offense last year, which really isn't that big. He did have the breakout game in the Tax Slayer Bowl against Kentucky. I think he rushed for like 169 yards.
He had a good bowl game.
Yeah, against the Wildcats. So they're hoping that success will now, that momentum will transition to the regular season. He's going to be the guy at the B-back position. At A-back, they really haven't decided. Right now, Paul Johnson's got three talented kids that he's probably just going to rotate. One of those, of course, is J.J. Green right down the road in Camden. Another one is Quay Searcy, who is a Lamar County product. And then Clinton Lynch, the guy that's probably going to get the least amount of carries in that group. Last year, that group combined, this is pretty impressive, for 842 yards on the ground and 713 in the air. Mm. So over almost 1,700 yards combined for those three in the A-back slot.
You know, I had forgotten about J.J. Green. J.J. Green was a good player at Georgia. It's just, he was, when you got Todd Gurley and you got Nick Chubb and Sonny Michel, you know, there's not a lot of carries in that program right now. So, but J.J., the year he did play at Georgia, he was a valuable asset to the Bulldogs. And I'd forgotten about him until you just brought his name up. I think he's going to have a pretty good year in Atlanta. Maybe. You know, he could be a difference maker. And I know Mills will have over 1,000 yards. He's a good player.
Brad Stewart and Jalen Camp will probably fill the roles of wide receivers for Georgia Tech. Of course, they're only going to have one wide receiver on the field at a time. Brad Stewart right now is going to go into the season as the starter, but that's not going to last. Jalen Camp will likely succeed him at some point. Camp a sophomore. Brad Stewart's the junior. Here's why. Brad Stewart, 6'2", 180 pounds. He's a bigger receiver, but at 180 pounds, doesn't really have the body mass, where Jalen Camp is a beast, 6'2", 210. He's from Cumming, Georgia. Eventually, at sophomore, he's going to become their X receiver. And that's what you're looking at in that triple option offense. The interesting thing about Georgia Tech, they signed 21 kids in this recruiting class, every single one of them three-star.
Stars can't measure hard. I get caught up, you know, in the recruiting game. A lot of times we get caught up on the five stars and the four stars. And if you look at the NFL draft that just took place, and you go back and do the comparison of what some of these kids' recruiting ratings were coming out of high school, stars really don't matter. Because they'll find, if you can play, the NFL is going to find you. And Paul Johnson, he recruits kids for his system. Okay, he's a system coach, and he recruits kids to play in his system. And you know, they're not going to be highly rated in this PlayStation age where you sit around on the computer and beat your buddy 88-86 and things like that. And so these kids just, you know, it doesn't translate. But he's a good coach, and he'll get kids in to run his system.
This segment brought to you by Catch 228 and Sea Palms Coastal Realty. 912-275-7017. Number, get your calls in. Here's the trivia question. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games? Yes, it is a hard question to get. 912-275-7017. You get it right. $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys. Coming back to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, 8-4 last year in the regular season, 9-4 with the bowl win, 4-4 in the ACC. Key wins over Duke, Virginia Tech, and Georgia last year. Key losses to Clemson, Miami, and North Carolina. What's a pretty favorable schedule. Best case scenario for the Yellow Jackets, I'll say 10-2. Worst case is 6-6. I think they're going to go 6-6.
I think they're going to go 8-4. I mean, you're looking at their schedule. They opened with Tennessee, and that's one of those games where neutral site games. I can't even remember where they're playing. Tennessee lost a lot last year. They're playing in Atlanta, so in the new Mercedes-Benz dome. So, you know, I think Tech will beat Tennessee. Jacksonville State, Central Florida, Pitt. North Carolina's one. They could be 4-0 going to the North Carolina game, but they play North Carolina in Atlanta. I'm going to give them that. I'm going to say 5-0. Then they got the bye, and then they go to Miami. And Mark Richt, you can say what you want to. Mark Richt puts Georgia Tech on his W-2 form every year. I mean, let's just face it. He flat out owns the Yellow Jackets, and they go to Miami, and I don't look for that trend to continue. So I'm going to give them a loss there. Wake Forest. At Clemson, it's hard to win at Clemson, even with Clemson losing everybody. Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's a wild card this year. I think Virginia Tech's going to be pretty good, but they played them in Atlanta. And, you know, Duke. You said they might lose to Duke. I don't think they'll lose to Duke. And then Georgia comes to Atlanta, where Georgia hasn't lost to Tech in Atlanta since 1999, by the way.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day? Or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99, whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her. And Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, ATTY.com.
Son, have her home early.
Yes, sir.
Wow, your dad sure is protective.
That's right. Daddy loves me, even more than you love your car, if that's possible.
Don't take your car to just anyone, because anybody can change your oil. But Express Lube and Car Wash will give your car the special treatment that it deserves.
Boy, I sure hope you treat me as well as you do your car.
Hey, Jason Bishop here, and you know what my favorite pizza place in the Golden Isles is? It's Fox's Pizza in downtown Brunswick. My wife and I go in all the time, and we love it. Here's what we do. We order a large deluxe with pepperoni, Italian sausage, green peppers, and onions, and then a large breadstick smothered in mozzarella cheese. Fox's Pizza, downtown Brunswick. Worth the drive from anywhere. 912-265-4490.
Floors & More is your go-to store for all of your flooring needs. Floors & More is proud to announce they are Brunswick's number one dealer in Cortec waterproof flooring. Also introducing Mount Castle Engineer hardwood flooring, European oaks up to 7.5 wide. Floors & More, 4016 Coral Park Drive, off Cypress Mill Road, right past Holloway's Bakery. 912-265-9696, or visit floorsandmorestore.com.
Now, you're back in the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch.
All right, so the NFL draft, the teams that we pretty much talk about are the Falcons and the Jaguars down south. And so, oh, yeah, okay, so I got to do all the sponsor stuff. Sorry. Thank you, producer. Yeah, you know, we just talk sports. Like,
there you go.
We don't really think about doing all this stuff. But this segment's brought to you by Mateo's Express Lube and Alan David Tucker. This is the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Get your calls in, 912-275-7017. You can go old school and email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail. If your email's good, I'll read it. If it's trash, I won't. Very simple. And here's the trivia question. You get this right, $25 gift certificate to Moondoggies. Excuse me, Brumelli Boys. I don't know why Moondoggies written on my favor. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games?
That is a tough question. And if you don't answer, what do you say we just take it and go eat lunch on that certificate after we leave here today?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind giving away a gift certificate to Moondoggies as well. I mean, yeah, I don't have one to give, but I might be able to get one. But Brumelli Boys, man, like, that's solid. This segment brought to you by Floors and More, Fox's Pizza Downtown, and Second Amendment Gun Emporium.
Fox's Pizza's good too, man, by the way. Really good. They got good pizza down there.
Bad couple weeks to be a Brunswick High Pirate.
Here we go, man. I thought we had already covered that in segment one.
That's our lead story, man. Like that lead story, when you do sports radio, that lead story, it gets mentioned in every segment.
Yeah, well, it's been a bad, bad couple of weeks on Alabama Avenue. So yeah, it's nowhere to go but up as it relates to that. It can't get any worse, can it?
No. What'd you think about the Falcons draft?
I think the Falcons addressed a need, which was they want to rush the passer better, and they drafted the kid out of UCLA that came out with the profanity-laced comments to Deion Sanders on the NFL Network. But if he can use that energy and focus that energy on rushing the quarterback, they got them a heck of a player. And Falcons have all the pieces in place. They got a chance to have a pretty good run here in the next few years.
Here's the interesting thing about their draft. I like what they did with Takaris McKinley. Yeah. You know, the thing is the Watt kid was still on the board at the time when they drafted him, and most folks thought that he was the top pass rusher in that draft. Well, the Falcons passed on him
right, and
took another pass rusher instead, which, you know, McKinley, okay, it's to me, we'll see how that turns out. Yeah, it's hard to pass up a kid that's got the pedigree of a J.J. Watt being his brother. So, you know,
I don't think he's going to be a J.J., though.
Maybe not. But again, in theory, you passed up the best pass rusher in the draft to draft another pass rusher that didn't grade as well as that kid.
That's the thing about NFL front offices. They do all their homework, and, you know.
So do we.
They like a kid. It's easy to put all your eggs in one basket and – obviously, the Falcons like this kid from UCLA, and when their number came up, they picked him.
They went with Duke Riley in the third round, a linebacker out of LSU, a little bit undersized, maybe a little slow on the foot speed side, a lot of heart, and a big playmaker while he was in Baton Rouge.
LSU puts out some defensive talent, and that's probably more along the lines of, hey, this is a pipeline to the NFL. The kid can play, obviously. He plays linebacker in the SEC. So, you know, he's a good player, but I don't know how it's going to translate to the NFL. Probably be a two-down player, not a third-down player. So, you know, he'll be in there in running situations.
They added some depth to the offensive line, waiting all the way to the fourth round to draft an offensive lineman, Sean Harlow out of Oregon State. And then they added some help on the defensive side of the ball at defensive back DeMonte Kays from San Diego State in round five.
That's where they needed the most help, mm-hmm. in my opinion, is in that back of that defense. And I don't know if they were planning on addressing it in the future through free agency or a trade or whatever, but I would have liked to seen them draft a corner or a corner sooner.
A little bit of a head scratcher the last couple picks. They took Brian Hill, running back, round five out of Wyoming, and then Eric Saubert, a tight end out of out of Drake. Now, I do think the Falcons needed a tight end, but there were tight ends.
It was a deep tight end draft.
Yeah, but you waited all the way until round five, your last pick of the draft, to get one. I think you could have gotten a better one, especially when you're looking at round five, the Brian Hill pick. Like, that just makes zero sense to me. That would have been a better spot to take a tight end. There were still some really good tight ends on the board. Even when they drafted, there were still some really good tight ends on the board. I think they could have done better with that draft. The Jaguars, you know, they did a pretty fair job as well. I think they graded out to about a B in the draft. So
those first two picks, Fournette,
blockbusters.
They needed a running back. You know, and all the pundits out there say you never draft a running back that high. Ezekiel Elliott last year threw that myth right out the window when the Cowboys took him. Leonard Fournette is a beast. I know people are going to say, well, he has some injury trouble. But when he's healthy, he's hard to deal with. And he's going to touch the ball 20, 25 times a game, and he's going to get his yards. Cam Robinson, to me, was a great pick because they needed some offensive line help, and they got him. He's first-round talent that fell to the second round, and they basically got two first-round picks in the first 35 selections. So, kudos to the Jaguars. You know, I got some good friends that are Jaguar fans.
And me included.
And I give them a hard time from time to time. And you can't argue. Tom Coughlin, I love Tom Coughlin, by the way. I think he was a great coach. I think he's going to be great in the front office in Jacksonville. And these first two picks, there's no excuse now for Blake Bortles. He's got all the pieces in place on offense. He's got the Allens at the receiver, tight end, you know, got running back. Now, you know, there's no excuse for Blake Bortles not to be an upper echelon quarterback in the NFL.
It's a situation where this is less is more for Blake Bortles. He was throwing the ball 35, 40, sometimes even 50 times a game last season, and that wasn't working. They were losing. And the reason he had to do that is because they couldn't run the football because they didn't have anybody to run it.
Yeah.
And so with this situation, what's going to happen? Leonard Fournette's going to come in, and he's going to carry the ball 20, 25, maybe even 30 times a game if he can prove he can handle that load. And what that does, it's going to limit Blake Bortles' throws. He's going to go from 40 attempts a game back to 25, which is a little more, less than that, probably around 20 attempts, which is a lot more manageable for him. And it lessens his opportunity to make mistakes and try to force things down the field. Blake Bortles had an abysmal year last year.
He had a bad year.
And a lot of it was because he was trying to make plays down the field because he knew they couldn't run the football and he had to force some things. Now, some of it was just him not making good decisions. Some of it was him misreading defenses. He's got, as Kip said, he's got to take the next step. But I think this is a huge step in his progression to where he can now throw the ball 20 times a game, be successful doing that rather than the pressure of having to throw it 40 times a game, carry the offense on his shoulders. That's gone for him because he can turn around and hand the ball to Leonard Fournette, who I think is one of those elite running backs in that Adrian Peterson type mold, that big back that can run you over, can run by you, and can make you miss. And those running backs are very rare. So I think that the Jaguars have found that guy. And I think they're going to make the playoffs.
I think so too. I think Blake Bortles, this is going to be, here you go again, Kip. I think he's going to be a top five NFL running back as a rookie. I think he's that good.
Computer issues? No problem. Let the pros at Network Monkeys take away the stress and get your PC running back to top shape. Whether it be virus removal, custom builds, upgrades, or whatever. If it has to do with a computer, Network Monkeys has you covered. And now Network Monkeys offers tutoring for those of us that are less than tech savvy. 3831 Community Road, 912-466-0906 or online at networkmonkeys.com.
Mom, I'm going swimming at Roscoe's house because our pool's not ready yet.
Give it up. Let Crystal Pool Service get your pool up and running this summer. We can do in one day what it takes you a week to accomplish. Afraid of the cost? You might be surprised just how affordable it is. You might also want to compare prices on the big chain store supplies to those at Crystal Pool Service. But when you do, remember, we deliver them to your door free. Call 262-9260 Crystal Pool Service. It's your pool. It's our business.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary Bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, and don't miss Catch 228's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May 20th. 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
Right now is a great time to step up to Exmark, the mower's landscape pros trust 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand. For as little as $26.99, step up to the new Radius, the next great zero-turn rider from Exmark, or go all the way up to the Exmark Laser Z, the top of the line for zero-turn quality. See your local Exmark dealer for complete pricing, finance details, and to schedule a free demo today.
Exmark exclusively available at Brunswick Mower Supply, conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, or just give them a call. 265-2388. The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jason Bishop along with Kip Branch. 912-275-7017, the number to get your calls in. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games? You get it right, I'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Bramelli Boys. 912-275-7017, the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games. This segment brought to you by Parkwood Podiatry, Boys Transmissions, and Big City Cleaners. So, we've talked throughout the show about the Brunswick High situation. I kind of want to come back to the Deontay Demery thing. Obviously, that was a big deal because he had committed to Georgia. He was considered one of the top offensive linemen in the entire country, not just the state. And you mentioned that he would be going to Hutchinson Community College. If folks remember, not very long ago, Glenn Academy had a running back named Joe Nathan Alford who went to Hutchinson Community College. So obviously, there's a connection. And there's a pipeline coming out of here. It's all the way in Kansas. So, you know, there's got to be a connection somewhere.
Which all the way in Kansas will be good for this young man to get out of here and clear his head and get around people that are going to be positive role models in his life.
Got a lot of talent. No question about
that.
A lot of talent. And eventually, when I guess kind of the fire dies down, maybe matures a little bit. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, more likely than in the SEC, is going to give him a shot to play college football at a football power school. That's going to happen.
Right.
So, you know, this young man made a mistake. He's going to pay for it.
Right.
And then in a couple years, if not a year, he's going to be back looking to sign somewhere, probably in the SEC.
The kid's 6'7". He's 320 pounds, and he hasn't even been in a college meal or weight program yet. So he's going to bulk up, and he's got NFL talent, but he's got to get an NFL mindset.
This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Boyd's Transmissions, and Urgent Med One. Again, man, we've got them stumped with this trivia question. It's a hard one.
It is. We would have never got it.
No. I came up with the question, then we had to Google it because neither one of us knew the answer. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games? It's been a minute.
It has.
I'll give you a hint. No, I won't. Change my mind. Not giving you a hint. Who was the last Braves pitcher to win 20 games? $25 on the line to Bramelli Boys. Kip's already said that if you don't call in and get it, he's going to take the gift card and go spend it.
We're going to go there and get a salad at lunch. I've been doing CrossFit now for the last 6 weeks. I'm trying to change my eating habits a little bit.
The NFL draft, it looks like the Jaguars have gotten themselves an elite running back, an elite offensive lineman. I'm not really sure about the remaining part of their draft, what they did in the later rounds. I think they certainly could have done a little bit better job of drafting and who they drafted and where. Drafting D.D. Westbrook out of Oklahoma, another wide receiver when you're already pretty deep at wide receiver, I didn't really get that. I really didn't. I would have liked to have seen the Jags draft another offensive lineman there.
They need offensive linemen, and, you know, everybody that you draft is not going to come in and contribute, but the top two picks are coming in, and they're day one starters.
Yep.
Okay? So if you can get at least two day one starters out of a draft at only seven rounds nowadays, that's a pretty good return on investment. So I think from that standpoint, the Jaguars, they did a pretty good job. And, you know, they were drafting, you got to have depth. You know, injuries happen. So, you know, a lot of these late round picks were just to provide depth on the roster. And
I just feel like there was already depth at the wide receiver spot. You didn't need to draft another wide receiver
in Jacksonville.
And it just didn't make sense to me. If you want to build depth, I get that. So draft somewhere else and build depth at another position. Don't build depth at a position you already have depth at. You're already really good at the top with the two Allens, like you said.
Right.
And then you've got four receivers on that roster that saw significant playing time last year. Four of them.
Got good tight ends. I mean, if after pick one and pick two with Robinson, I would have drafted four or five more offensive linemen, but that's just me. That's why I'm sitting here on a Saturday morning and not in the front office.
Maybe you should be sitting in the front office.
I'd have loaded up with hogs down there. We'd have drafted a lineman, 6'5", 300. That would have been the prerequisite.
Now, the rest of what they did was okay. They drafted Blair Brown out of Ohio, a linebacker, mm-hmm. building depth on the defensive side of the ball. They needed another cornerback to help with their nickel and dime package. They did that with Jalen Myrick. They wanted a bruiser. They wanted a bruiser on the offensive, behind the offensive line, another running back. When they got into goal line situations, then they might be able to give Leonard Fournette a little bit of a break, and that's what they did. They got Marquez Williams out of Miami, 6'1", 280 pounds.
That is your Pete Johnson back. Remember Pete Johnson? He used to play for the Bengals. Well, that's way before your time. Your daddy would know him, but he was like a touchdown. They'd bring him in on the one-yard line. He'd have about 20 touchdowns a year and have about 80 total yards rushing for the season.
It's like Jerome Bettis. His line would be 5 carries, 3 yards, 3 touchdowns.
That's it.
Hall of Famer.
There you go. And he is a Hall of Famer.
5 carries, 3 touchdowns.
He's a good player, man.
Man, come on.
He was a great running back. Come on now. You know better than that.
Great running? Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, yeah. Conversation for another time.
Okay.
The Falcons draft, I don't really know what to make of that. I think they were in a position to where they had 3 fifth-round picks and not 1 sixth, not 1 seventh. And they didn't draft in the second round at all. It was a weird draft
right.
for them. 1 first-round pick, they had to take it at the later parts of the first round because they played in Super Bowl, and we all know what happened there.
Yes, Lord, we know.
No second-round pick. They drafted in the third round. They drafted in the fourth, and they drafted 3 times in the fifth, and that was it. They were done. They went to the house.
And see, Jacksonville would have been, if I'd have been in the Falcon front office, we'd have, after getting that defensive end, we'd have went corner, 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 safety, safety, corner. That had been the rest of the draft.
Do you think they need help in the defensive backfield, in the defensive back area?
I mean, you watched the third and fourth quarter of that Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did.
Okay. And there you go.
DeMonte Kays, cornerback out of San Diego State, so they did get themselves some help there. But, I mean, I agree. I think the thing that really gets me is the Brian Hill pick in round 5 at 156, running back out of Wyoming. I just don't get that pick. I just don't understand it.
A couple of good running backs anyway. And, you know, people say, well, you can't have enough running backs in the NFL. But they also say don't draft a running back high. So I guess they were following that philosophy of finding a running back in the late rounds.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, there have been, if you go by that conventional logic that some of these gurus talk about on draft day, Leonard Fournette would have fell to the second round because you never draft a back that high in the first round. Todd Gurley has dispelled that. Ezekiel Elliott has dispelled that myth. And Fournette's going to as well.
In our next segment, we've got two Glynn County football players that have been offered scholarships, and one of another one that is being scouted by Major League Baseball.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. C-Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, C-Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in C-Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at cpalmscoastalrealty.com. Second Amendment Firearms Emporium is locally owned and operated by Derek and J.R. Fiveash. All new firearms purchased in 2017 will carry a one-year cleaning service contract. And remember, Second Amendment Firearms Emporium has everything you want or need to protect your home and family. 1240 Chapel Crossing Road across from Fletsy. 912-262-0188 or check them out online at hityourtarget.us. That's hityourtarget.us.
The premier Italian restaurant in the Golden Isles is Matteo's. Since 1983, Matteo's has established a reputation for fast and friendly service, a big Italian taste with made-to-order dishes that are made from scratch, and the authenticity Italian lovers rave about. Now look for exclusive offers and coupons you can download from the Matteo's app on iPhone, Android, or from Google Play. Come visit Matteo's next to Publix on Altama. Call for reservations or get your food to go, 912-267-0248.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org. Both the Terrors and Pirates started spring practice this past week as they gear up for the spring game against each other on May 19th at Glenn County Stadium. We have learned that Glenn Academy quarterback Randon Jernigan not only has a ton of football offers at the next level, but also has had the Anaheim Angels and Baltimore Orioles scouting him on the diamond. Speaking of the Glenn baseball team, their season came to an end in the Sweet 16 of the state tourney, losing to Dalton. Congrats on a great season, Terrors. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
More Southern Sports Talk. You're in the game with Jay Bish and Kip.
Those beds are impressive, man. See, that's the thing. Like, we've been doing the show for almost, a year and a half. And I've been doing the show for a year and a half. I didn't get fancy beds and all that stuff when I was doing the show. Our new intro, Kip Branch walks in the door, man, and they go all out.
That's how we roll, baby.
Yeah. Who are you talking to? Because I need that person's phone number.
There you go. Maybe play your cards right. I might give it to you.
This segment brought to you by Coconut Kev's, Watermarks Printing, and Brunswick Country Club. Okay, so this is that segment where we've got so much time and so much to talk about, and obviously we don't always get everything in, and this is one of those weeks where we didn't get everything in. So we go to this quick hit segment, and let's cue the bed, and we'll get rolling right along with it. All right, so Randon Jernigan. Ton of football offers, I think maybe
20, 25, maybe approaching 30, and the 2018 offers haven't even gone out yet.
It's insane.
Yep.
So not only that, he's also now being scouted by two Major League Baseball teams that we know of, and that's the Angels and the Orioles.
Have you seen this kid run from home to first place?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Randon Jernigan is probably the second fastest person I've ever seen in my life. The first, me running in a mirror.
Yeah. This kid can run. I mean, he is extremely athletic, and he's fast.
He reminds me of a young Jason Bishop.
we'll agree to disagree there. Cam Futch, linebacker, Brunswick High School, senior linebacker, received an offer from West Georgia this week. And Cam's 6'1", 218, 220 pounds. Probably going to get some more offers coming this summer, but talked to him last night. He was excited to get that offer.
Brunswick High is getting a ton of kids that are getting offers. Another kid that received an offer, wide receiver Jalen Jackson, offered by Western Kentucky. You'll see more offers start rolling in for him and probably a lot more of the higher echelon football schools once the season gets going.
Super, super athlete. I mean, point guard on a state championship basketball team. But football's going to be his ticket out of Glenn County. He's a heck of a player. Warren McClendon, Brunswick High offensive tackle. You know, he's a rising junior, probably pushing 300 pounds now, 6'4". Good pedigree, comes from a very distinguished athletic family in Glenn County, and he got an offer this week by the Duke Blue Devils.
The interesting thing about that is when you get an offer from Duke, what that means is you're in a very, very elite level as far as academics go.
Right.
Because Duke doesn't just make offers to just everybody. You've got to meet a certain standard academically. So if you get an offer from Duke,
right,
you're probably a little smarter than I am.
Just so that we can have some UGA stuff in the program today.
We almost got through one whole show. It almost we're 6 minutes away.
Just so we can have some Georgia stuff in here today. His uncle, Warren McClendon's uncle, Willie, SEC Player of the Year, 1978, Georgia Bulldogs.
I am going to make it my mission to have one show without something UGA on it.
That could be a good trivia question one day.
There's a linebacker out of Ware County. His name is Ernest Jones. He just got offered by South Carolina. Of course, those of you that follow high school football in this area know that Ernest Jones is a very talented kid over there in Waycross. South Carolina steps up and makes him an offer.
And going back to the McClendon family, Brian McClendon, former UGA wide receiver, now a coach on the staff at South Carolina.
McClendon also holds an offer from South Carolina as well.
There you go. Always got a Georgia connection, man. We're in Georgia.
Kentucky's going to rename their stadium. Currently, it's Commonwealth Stadium. Kroger has stepped up and has said, we're going to give you $1.85 million for 12 years to call it Kroger Field.
They need to call it Rupp Outdoor Arena is what they need to call it. And Kentucky just needs to get out of the football business and just concentrate on what they're paid to do is win basketball games.
Brunswick High has not had a very good week in the news.
No, they haven't. They have not had a good 2 weeks in the news. So it's been, we got to have some positive things develop on Alabama Avenue and turn this negativity wave around. And it starts by making smart decisions.
May 19th is the spring game for both Glenn Academy and Brunswick High. They're going to do it a little differently this year than they typically do it. They're going to have the spring game against each other,
right,
where Glenn's going to be playing Brunswick in the spring game. Personally, I don't like this. I like where the two teams, they scrimmage each other, yeah, they work out the kinks, and then they go for real in the regular season. I think that just that makes that game more of a spectacle that the teams have not even seen each other yet.
And the positive thing about all this is there'll be UGA coaches in attendance watching that game. Got to get that recruiting thing out there. You know, they'll be here recruiting.
Florida coaches will be there as well.
Yes, they will.
So will Georgia Tech, Auburn.
But the flagship will be here. We're gonna drive that. Now that we're working together on a regular basis, we're going to drive that point home every Saturday on this broadcast.
In case you missed it, Kip Ranch is now the official co-host of this show, of the game. The game, and now says the game with Jason Bishop and Kip Ranch. I'm not really sure how I feel about this.
And we're going to have a new segment probably in the near future called This Week in Bulldog Football.
I don't make the calls on the show. Apparently Kip does. Or know somebody that does.
Have a Bulldog segment every Saturday, especially during football season.
Well, us being a Southern sports talk show, wouldn't we cover Georgia football anyway, like when it's in season?
Yeah, but we're going to cover it from a positive angle.
Oh, not a realist. Oh, you mean we're going to cover it from the angle we drink the Kool-Aid.
We're going to serve Kool-Aid here on Saturday morning.
Tune in right here on The Game every Saturday for your completely biased Georgia pro spin on everything they do, even though not everything they do is good.
They've had a rough couple of weeks, too. You know, Demery was committed to Georgia. So
right.
Had a couple of, kids do dumb things, you know. So, like every university does, but it gets magnified. So, we're going to talk about the positive things. Brunswick High positive. Glenn Academy positive. Georgia positive. Now, if we want to talk negative, we can bring up Florida and places like that. We want to go the negativity route.
I just want to go the truthful route. Like, I have a journalistic responsibility about myself and integrity to tell the truth to the listeners. And so that's what I hang my hat on, is being real with you.
Okay. We're going to be real. We'll be real when we talk about this. I've listened to this show and, you know, on Saturday
it's
mornings.
It's good to know since you're a part of it.
And now that I'm a part of it, we're going to kind of get a little bit more positive about the Bulldogs.
When they do something positive, I'll be positive.
Oh, they're about to win the SEC East, by the way.
I don't disagree with you. I think they've got a really... See, this is me being real. I think they've got a really good shot.
And
all right.
Jake Fromm is not going to be the starting quarterback either.
We're up against a hard break. We got to get out.
You've been listening to The Game with Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. Follow The Game on Facebook and look for the podcast on SouthernSportsEdition.com. The Game will be back next week on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The secret is out. Coastal Outdoors Fishing and Hunting is your premier outdoorsman store in the Golden Isles. Pecker Wrecker Calls, Obsession Bows, Georgia Boots, Rocky Snake Boots, Harper Super Striker Popping Cork, guns, ammo, rods, reels, frozen bait, fishing supplies, and more. Owned and operated by folks you know. 1957 Glen Avenue, just south of the St. Simon's Causeway in the Old Waves Building. 912-342-7387 or online at CoastalOutdoorsFH.com.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glenn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Want something special for mom for Mother's Day? Or that perfect gift for that soon-to-be grad? Cunningham Jewelers has your solution. Pearl sets starting at $99. Whether it's for mom, your daughter, your girlfriend, or wife. Cunningham Jewelers has the perfect pearl set for her. And Cunningham Jewelers even has baby sets. Cunningham Jewelers, located in beautiful, historic downtown Brunswick. And remember, every girl is looking for that Cunningham's bow.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.